Namaskar. Welcome to another episode of Beyond Headlines with Akhilesh Bhargav and me, Sujit Nair. The International Monetary Fund says the Indian elephant is now running. Is it really running, Akhilesh?
If they think it is running, they are seeing it from far. We are seeing it from nearby.
Correct.
We don't see it's running.
What's not running about Indian economy?
You know, of late, Sujit, what has happened is that these international reviews that come, I think, are very disconnected from the ground reality. The World Bank gave us a ranking on ease of doing business. They gave us a ranking for ease of doing business for all over India. But their survey was done only in Mumbai and Delhi. Now, if you do a survey in Mumbai and Delhi, that doesn't represent India. I think of late, two things have happened. The international surveys probably tend to be disconnected with the ground reality. I would certainly abide by that statement. And the press thereafter highlights the good highlights of the statement, and they don't talk about what is not stated. So the IMF did make this statement in the recent annual India survey. They said that the Indian elephant is running. The Prime Minister, Mr. Modi, never to lose an opportunity, also used it in his Independence Day speech. But the ground reality is that the Indian elephant is not running.
Two reasons. Why are these international agencies so eager to praise us?
I think at the moment what is happening is India is like looked as the engine for international growth, hopefully. That here is a country which will have the ability to pull through global growth. The IMF mentions that India's contribution to global growth was 15% of the global growth. So maybe it is like being very encouraging, so let's not talk very discouraging things. But it looks like this was a statement that they made. Of course, it cannot be taken lightly because they made this statement.
Correct.
But I think it is not connected very well with what the ground situation is.
What is the ground situation actually, Akhilesh?
You know, before we come to the ground situation, when would I say or when would we say that the elephant is running? With the kind of young population that India has, a 6% growth is a very easy thing. We have to grow. You got millions of people who need to consume, and the consumption will drive growth. So if we have a growth rate of, let's say, 6%, there's nothing to be proud about. So at 6%, the elephant is not running. At the moment, we are growing at about 7.3%. At 7.3% also, we don't run. In my mind, we will run when we grow at 10% plus. That's the meaning of run.
Correct.
So at the moment, we are not running. We are not an elephant running. We may be a very, you know, awakened elephant willing to run, but not yet running.
What is stopping us from getting that 10% rather?
I'll define both, Sujit. At 7.3%, what we are witnessing at the moment, manufacturing has not taken off the way it should have taken off. If it had taken off, it would have added about 2 percentage points to our annual growth. So 7.3 would have become 9.3. And if rural distress was not there, it would have added about 2 percent points more to our GDP growth. We would have then been 10% plus. So what is missing in this growth? At 7.3%, what is missing is manufacturing sector growth is not happening. It's not taken off. And why do I say so? Prime Minister started the Make in India program. It was, you know, asking the world to please come to India and do your manufacturing here. That really never took off. The manufacturing sector presently faces a very strange situation. We may be very upbeat about it, but companies are not investing in new projects. Private investment is still in the doldrums. So new projects not coming up. Jobs not getting created. These are all the benefits of manufacturing taking off and economy taking off. And the most important, banks are not lending. So I have no more new capital coming in. Banks are not lending. So manufacturing is not taking off. So that 2% that I was referring to is not happening. So manufacturing not taking off. There's another reason manufacturing is not taking off, which is contrary to the government's claims and the World Bank's claims. Our ease of doing business, Sujit, has not taken off. If people are not investing, it means somewhere the environment is not giving them the confidence to invest. So ease of doing business is not good. Ease of doing business is not good because we have red tapeism, we have corruption, multiple approvals, land acquisition, labor reform. These are all a big bunch of issues why ease of doing business is not there. So manufacturing did not take off.
Have things like GST, demonetization, have these harmed the investors' enthusiasm to invest in India?
Demonetization was a big dampener on the domestic economy. Our informal economy, as we call it, which consists of the small and medium enterprises, took a huge hit in demonetization. That's why demonetization came November 2016. The last quarter of 2017, the third last quarter, we took a hit in our GDP growth. We had fallen to something like 5.5%. That was because of the impact of demonetization. So demonetization was anti-growth. GST was temporarily meant to be anti-growth because you've got what are called transition pains. So we did have that. But while demonetization was a dampener or a dissuading factor, a lot of small enterprises actually closed down. GST was not. GST was, we were all waiting for the transition pains. It's just that the transition pains got elongated because the government did not consult us, the industry, enough and came up with a very complicated law, which later on they found the folly. Collections were not going up. People were not even willing to register under the GST. When they realized those complications, they started simplifying it. It could have been simple from the beginning. But GST was not an anti-growth measure. Demonetization proved to be anti-growth.
So we spoke about the 2%, that is industry
manufacturing, growth, not taking off.
Why were the other 2%?
The other 2% I attribute to the rural distress.
Agriculture? Yeah, okay. Yes.
Agriculture in India has not become profitable. Farmers are not making money. Just by, you know, saying, promising that I will give you MSP equal to 1.5 times your cost doesn't really mean that there's a paradigm change in agriculture in India. Rural distress goes away, or farmers have started becoming prosperous, or the agriculture production has shot up. That's not happening. So that other 2% is where I would put it there.
So you're saying 2% more would have happened if we would pull up our socks when it comes to industrial growth, and 2% more if we do agriculture better.
These are, you know, very sector specific comments.
That makes it 11%.
That if that happened, I would say the elephant is running.
Tell me, let me go back. Where are we getting the 7% growth from? Where is 7% happening in? Which are the industries that are actually doing well in India?
The way you need to look at the 7% growth, Sujit, is, like I told you, take 6% as growth that will anyway happen because of a young aspiring population. They will buy two-wheelers, they will buy four-wheelers, they will buy white goods, they will have aspirations, they will travel abroad, they will have education aspirations. That will give us our 6%.
But if that is the case, if consumerism is what is giving us our 6%, then bulk of the consumer products that are sold in India are actually are foreign products. The motorcycles, the cars, even the FMCG products, most of them are foreign products. So aren't we actually also helping global economy to grow?
We are the global engine, that's why.
Absolutely.
The more we consume, the more the globe grows.
Correct.
But to come back to what you said.
What happens to indigenous economy then?
The indigenous economy certainly is not impacted. What is not impacted by the foreign factors are the indigenous infrastructure, for example. That is why, if you see the last 7 months statistics, the infrastructure segment, or the infra sector as we call it, has been growing, which consists of cement, coal, iron and steel, oil and gas. These are the core infra industries. They have been doing good.
The brick and mortar industry, as they are called.
The brick and mortar industry, as you would call them, which because of which the entire foundation of the economy is laid. If I don't have power, I can't run a factory. So I'm talking about those sectors. Those anyway contribute to my growth at 6%. We are at 7.3% today only because these infra sectors that I told you, they had gone down. They've all come up. But henceforward is a bigger challenge.
But tell me, industrial growth, doesn't it directly affect the brick and mortar industry?
Industrial growth or
otherwise?
The brick and mortar industry, rather let me call it the infra sector industry, is the foundation for industrial growth. But if the fresh investments are not coming in, then the growth did not take place. And the private sector investment has been suffering.
Digressing a little, Akhilesh, we aren't we then technically saying that our population that we've been trying to curb and then we should be curbing, of course, but isn't our population actually helping us currently?
India does enjoy a huge what we call demographic dividend. So that population is the reason why the world thinks we would be the engine of growth. That's a given fact. But if the population is not used productively, then the demographic dividend is lost. And productively means employment opportunities of a higher skill order. We are not talking manual labor opportunities, but employment opportunities where the value add is much more. Then the demographic dividend is really encashed.
Had we been half our population, would we have seen the same growth?
If we had been half our population, given the fact that a lot of our population still is in the low value add segment, we would not have seen this kind of growth. Absolutely. If we were in the high value add segment, imagine if we had half the population and most of it was qualified, very well educated. Oh, we would have grown very well.
No, I'm saying if you take India as it is currently.
In the present social and demographic structure, we would not have grown as much as we are growing at the moment.
Another very important question, Akhilesh, in my mind was, forget the elephant and forget whether it is running or not. Is our economy safe?
Safe in terms of?
Safe in terms of are we in a trajectory, in a growth trajectory? Is there a problem? Do we see are we degrowing? Do we see a problem in the near future? We could either expect a Modi government coming back, or we could expect government which has no head, which has no strong leader. Would all of this would our economy affect in the future?
I'll give it to you the answer in a different manner. In case the China-US trade tariff worsens, our growth will be affected because our international growth profile would suffer. Moreover, in case the banking crisis doesn't get resolved, our growth will suffer. In case the private sector investment does not trigger off, the government doesn't have the ability to keep investing indefinitely, our growth will suffer.
Our banking sector does not seem to be improving. Nothing, no steps have been, no concrete steps have been taken to improve our banking sector. So that is as far as banking is concerned. As far as industrial investment is concerned, investment growth has been steadily, we are actually been degrowing. It has not been growing. So there we go, there we have our investment in infrastructure sector or industrial sector. So what is looking up then?
I'll tell you what is looking up at the moment. Services sector has been looking up. Okay. The services sector is still, because manufacturing is not taking off so well, services is becoming a driver of the economy.
This is around 40% of our GDP.
But it is growing at a brisk pace, which is now reflecting on, you know, the share price of all the software companies. Manufacturing is taking off in bits and pieces. Like, for example, while a sector like real estate is completely on the downer, automobiles is on a takeoff.
So do you think the economy, if there is an absolute lopsided balance on service sector in an economy, do you think that economy will be stable?
If we are not going to have a fast-growing manufacturing sector, services cannot be the sole engine of our growth.
Correct.
So in which case, we will see low growth.
So temporary services growing is good, but in a future on a permanent basis or on a long-term basis, growth of service industry may not be a...
Because services does not create as much job, or the job potential in manufacturing is the most. The job potential even in the rural sector is a lot, provided from being a mere farmer, we get into value-added items.
So Akhilesh, then can we conclude that the economy currently is running because of the, or whatever, 7.3% that we have, the credit goes to the people of India. Credit goes to the population of India that's actually consuming and thus, therefore, keeping the economy live and ticking. Second, that the only way India can grow further and India can have a decent growth, which is according to you 10 to 11%, is purely by focusing on industrial sector and on agriculture sector, which has actually been ignored for a long, long time. Languishing and absolutely no investment and no infrastructure has been given to the agricultural sector. So these two sectors, we could see that 11%, which is being so evasive to our economy. And thirdly, I want you to, before we end this program, I want you to tell me what happens if we have a weak government in the center? How bad is it going to be in 2019.
Sujit, what happens is, if we have a weak government at the center, let's take Mr. Modi's tenure. His was not a weak government. It bordered on almost being autocratic. He was able to push through decisions. Which are the decisions he pushed through, probably even, you know, without the public being with him or his own administration not being in sync with him, probably, are decisions to do with demonetization. It failed, but he took a decision. GST, he pushed it through. FDI, he pushed it through. Improving India's investment perception abroad, he pushed it through. Now, in case we have a fraction, disputing, quarrelsome coalition, what would happen is, FDI will not flow in. A man sitting in Malaysia who may want to invest in India looks at a fighting, quarreling center. His confidence is lost. So a lot of the things that we are seeing by way of improvement of sentiment, money flowing in, has to do with a strong government at the center. So if you don't have a stable government, you are going to see all these things being impacted.
Akhilesh, there's a school of thought that says it does not matter really whether there is a strong government or a weak government. The business community of India, the industrialists of India, the businessmen of India will ensure that the economy grows. Do you agree to that?
I really don't agree with that for a very simple reason, Sujit. The government at the center actually drives the policy to suit the occasion. And if the government is not strong and stable, what is the businessman going to be able to do? Let me give you an example. During this UPA 2 government, a lot of power plants were set up. A lot of power plants were set up. And all of them had a fuel linkage, as we call it, a guarantee of fuel coming from the government, whether it was coal or gas. It never came through. Because the government could not give the fuel linkage they had promised, the entire power sector went bad. What did the industrialists manage to do? So trying to say that we will do it can happen only if you leave it to them, and provided they are themselves an honest bunch. So it cannot happen that we say that, oh, an unstable or a weak government or a quarreling government at the center will take care of it. I don't think that happens.
So to conclude, our elephant is not running, definitely. Right, Akhilesh?
To conclude, the way I would agree with you is, the elephant is not running. There is a lot to do before we say that the elephant is running.
Absolutely. So basically what we are talking about here is that the current growth is a growth that we should expect because of our sheer size. And the day we touch 11%, Akhilesh and I would agree that our elephant is running. Until then, keep watching Beyond Headlines from me and Akhilesh. Namaskar. For more such episodes, please subscribe to HW News and press the bell icon for instant notification. Also, do give this video a like and share the video to spread the word around.